Yeah, this time of year, we're still in the summer season. There's the possibility of these heat waves moving through. This week, we are looking at an extended period of heat out across the western half of the state. We're looking at highs in the mid to upper 90s, elevated humidity. You have heat indices going in that 105 to 115 range. Back in our neck of the woods, here around Lexington, Eastern Kentucky, we're still getting into the low to mid 90s this week. Maybe not as much humidity compared to Western Kentucky, but it's still going to be hot. Heat indices rising to around 100 each day. So it's going to be stressful, not only on us, but on the animals across the state.
So as far as, I definitely thought of livestock, and we've talked about that before, some with heat. So again, just because it's August, maybe compared to say if it came in June for livestock, I guess it's the same, isn't it?
It's definitely the same. We need to take mitigation measures. We need to make sure they have plenty of water. I mean, cattle can drink 20 plus gallons of water each day, have some shaded locations available to them. If we have barns or whatnot, livestock in barns, we think about poultry. We want to have adequate ventilation. We don't want to work cattle. We don't want to transport cattle in the middle of the day. Reserve that for the early morning hours. A problem with this heat wave that is concerning is the fact that there's not much recovery at night. We have lows only dropping into the 70s, and you combine that with humidity sticking around. Again, there's not much recovery for our animals across the state. So it is a concern. We want to take mitigation measures. We want to look after them, but we want to look after ourselves too. Heat stress, I tell everyone, can be sneaky. It can sneak up on us. And heat exhaustion, heat strokes, I mean, that's real stuff. And we need to take those precautions just like we do for our animals. So we need to take breaks ourselves. We need to wear loose, light fitted clothing. We need to wear that sunscreen. So again, take breaks. This is a extended heat wave going through Friday. We do have a cold front coming through Friday night. We'll get a break as we go into next weekend. But this is probably one of the more extended heat waves we've seen this summer.
As far as the crops, let's just say crops generally, I guess, maybe the layperson might have the impression that we're through some of the growing season. So is the stress as much on crops this time of year?
So, good question. Right now, we're looking all right in agriculture. We've had a pretty active month, past month, month and a half. Got through some of the very critical stages associated with especially corn and its developmental process. But now we're going into the second half of August, going into early September. I have a little bit of concern moving forward because we have a week ahead. Again, we got a heat dome in place. We got temperatures rising well into the 90s. Evapotranspiration is going to be pretty significant this week. 1 week of dry conditions, the outlooks don't look great moving forward in terms of precipitation. So dry this week into next week, outlooks favor below normal precipitation. They favor that trend going into early December. So I always say you have 2 weeks of dry conditions during the summer months, probably going to start seeing some abnormally dry conditions, maybe even drought start popping up again. So a little bit of concern moving forward. We obviously still need precipitation, but something to watch.
It's probably early to say drought, but what would it take over what period of time to even be in like a moderate drought situation?
So it ultimately depends on the weather conditions, obviously. But moving into drought-related conditions, it can be sped up by what we're looking at a week ahead of temperatures in the mid to upper 90s in spots. Again, evapotranspiration rates are going to be on the rise, and we're going to be losing moisture to the atmosphere. And yes, as I always say, 2 weeks of dry conditions in the middle of summer is usually a pretty good indication of drought-related conditions here in the state of Kentucky. So,
just 2 weeks, okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty close. Okay. All right. I don't know anything else that you want to add.
Moving into the winter, a hot topic recently has been El Nino. And we have went through three straight years of La Nina conditions. Whenever we look at forecasts for the winter months, a good indication is this climate pattern called El Nino and El Nino Southern Oscillation. There's three phases to it, El Nino, La Nina, or neutral conditions. Again, we haven't seen El Nino in 3+ years now. But typically here in Kentucky, El Nino means drier conditions here in the United States in the lower Ohio Valley. So that'll be something to watch moving forward. I'm sure there will be some producers that are actually happy to hear that. Maybe they don't have to deal with as much mud. But again, if we do go into drought this fall, we need rainfall going into the winter months, which having El Nino is not a great sign.